Watcher, and the biggest possible welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. We're going to start with Stan Tracy. Arguably the UK's best ever jazz muso. Yes, there are a few other contenders, but who could argue with Stan's claim to that title? Don't know how many times I saw him live over the years, from his house pianist days at Ronnie's old place, right up to a month or so before he died. Always brilliant. And that was Cole Porter's What Is This Thing Called Love, recorded June 97 in Kingston, South London. Stan piano, Andrew Kleindart bass, and Stan's son, Clark Tracy drums. Next, Bobby's tune.
Thank you.
Bobby's tune was exactly that, a tune written by Bobby, and the Bobby was the co-leader of this quintet, together with tenor man Zoot Sims, so no prizes for shouting out Bob Brookmeyer on foul trombone. Sims and Brookmeyer recorded lots together. Great piano work by our old chum Hank Jones, Wyatt Ruther bass and Gus Johnson drums, recorded in Feb 56 in New York City. It's a Black Line album called Tonight's Music Today. Here's another of those songs I feel I ought to apologise before playing, as it's been so overexposed, but this version is stunning.
Thank you.
Yes, of course it was. When the Saints Go Marching In, the traditional song, originally a Christian hymn. Louis Armstrong's 1938 recording was the best of the trillion versions of it. It was an essential number for every British trad band for, I don't know, 20, 30, 50, 100 years, regardless of their capability. So yes, I was worried you might be sick to death of it. This version was recorded in 2005 in Japan by our fave pianist at the Mo, Yoshiko Kishino, with Daiki Yasu Kagawa bass. Wasn't that just sensational? And it put new life into that much, too much recorded song. I think Yoshiko will be our house pianist for some time to come, as I pick out just one song from each of the albums of hers in my collection. Art Pepper is next. That was Art Pepper on clarinet for a change. He's mainly on alto on this compilation album, but also tenor on a couple of the songs. It's an Italian fantasy CD released in 98. 10 songs from 57 to 82. It's called Lost Life, and the liner notes are very much name, rank, serial number. In fact, song title, date and lineup, I should have said, which is pretty much all we need to know. I can only assume I have all these titles on other Art Pepper albums, but still, couldn't resist buying this one in case I didn't have them all. The Gillespie Parker Compo Anthropology, March 59, arranged by Marty Paich. It's a 12-piece band with such notables as Russ Freeman, Mel Lewis, Bud Shank, Bill Perkins, Jack Sheldon. Piano solo time. David Kikowski, a solo piano piece called Blues for Jerry, his own compo, quote, "We had a little extra time, so I improvised this in the studio. I wanted to do something relaxed, swinging and groovy, so I just made it up on the spot," unquote. The spot being Brooklyn, the date being September 2016. This crisscross album is called K-Mode. It's Ellington time. I unearthed my LP of his Liberian Suite. I've not heard this for years and years. In fact, decades. As you well know, back in the 78 RPM era, songs were limited to less than 3 minutes, frustrating for jazz musos wanting to say more than the time limit allowed. Ellington was, inevitably, one of the first to go beyond the three-minute barrier by spreading things like the 12-minute reminiscing in tempo over two discs, two sides per disc, of course. His first real attempt at a suite of music was the much-acclaimed Black, Brown and Beige. And then in 47, he wrote and recorded the Liberian Suite to recognise the small African Republic's centennial. It was met with indifference. In fact, it's never, to my knowledge, been released on CD. I will check that out now I've made that statement. The opening song of the piece is the well-known vocal I Like the Sunrise, originally sung by Al Hibbler in December 47 on Christmas Eve. As well as the vocal, there are five songs, Dance No. 1 to Dance No. 5. We heard Dance No. 2, as it featured trombonist Thierry Glenn on Vibes. The Ellington Orchestra played the Liberian Suite at Carnegie Hall at their two concerts, 26th and 27th of December 47, and then, with the exception of I Like the Sunrise, it pretty much disappeared. Recorded once in the studio, once at Carnegie Hall, 2 days later, and gone. Next up, a new name to me.
Just like a beggar, what can I do? Hungry for kisses and starving for you. Press your lips to my lips. Oh, have pity on me. Craving affection, my craving is strong. Put your arms around me right where they belong. Press me, caress me. Oh, have pity on me. One kiss and I
Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, a chum, introed me to her music literally less than a month ago, and this album, Womanchild, on the Mac Avenue label, is quite superb throughout, and in fact, it won her a Grammy for Best Jazz Vocal Album of 2013. It has Aaron Deal piano, James Turillo guitar, Rodney Whittaker bass and Herlin Riley drums, all of them having some connection back to the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. Cecile is from a Haitian father and French mother, but born and raised in Miami. She went to France, Aix-en-Provence, at 18 to study both law and music. This is her second album. It's quite fabulous. She always wears a large pair of white-framed glasses. Do look her up if you don't already know her. She also plays a mean piano. Here's Dizzy's Grooving High. Thank you. It's from a Mode Records LP called Leonard Feather Presents Bop, Feather being the then leading jazz critic and writer, and occasionally putting his name to and producing an album. He's the non-playing captain. The players are Thad Jones trumpet, Phil Woods alto, George Wallington piano, Curly Russell bass and Art Taylor drums. Recorded in New York City, August 57. This next song is called Bradley's Beans. Similar period and similar boppish sound, but with differences. Bill Bradley Jr., a vastly underrated jazz drummer, on his only recording session as a leader. Feb-March 55, 8 songs in total. That was it. He's joined by Phil Sunkel, trumpet, J.R. Monterose, tenor, Wade Legg, piano, and Doug Watkins, bass. Wade Legg wrote Bradley's Beans. Bradley played with Kai Winding, the guitarist Johnny Smith, Frank Strasseri, but is still virtually unknown. Confusingly, he was also sometimes called Will Bradley Jr. Let's have another vocal.
Help me, please, won't you help me? To do, yes, what to do. my heart aches with pain. This loneliness is driving me insane. So please, oh, won't you hear my plea?
Sonny Parker was the vocalist with Gladys Hampton's Blues Boys. Gladys was Lionel Hampton's wife and, by all accounts, the one who ran the band and wore the trousers. In fact, she was the band manager. Sonny Parker was the singer with the Lionel Hampton band, and this was obviously a little sideshow to keep Gladys occupied. That was Sonny's own compo, Disgusted Blues, recorded Houston, Texas, late 51. The best known of Glad's Blues Boys being Al Gray trombone and Milt Buckner piano and organ, plus Billy Mackle guitar, and he'd just replaced a very young Wes Montgomery. This next song is a demo, a home recording which seems to end abruptly. Thank you. Lenny Tristano compo East 32nd, played by Lenny Tristano at home, which I don't know, but could well have been East 32nd Street. 54-55. These are four bonus tracks tacked onto the end of a Gambit double CD release of Lenny's June 55 performance at the Sing Song Room Confucius Restaurant in New York. All piano solos and rather crudely recorded, but Lenny Tristano at his creative best. Next up, Line D. Thank you. That was tenor man Ralph Moore. He was born in London to an American serviceman father and an English mother. And when his parents split up, he moved to California to live with his father as a teenager and went to Berkeley and Boston. Sadly, he was robbed and shot, seriously shot, and he never graduated. But he did, of course, recover, as we know now, from this March 90 recording at Rudy Van Gelder's New Jersey studio. This was Moore's own song, Line D. This is a quartet recording on Line D. Moore tenor, as we know, Benny Green piano, Peter Washington bass, Victor Lewis drums. On four of the seven songs on this landmark album called Cornelly, Furthermore, Roy Hargrove is on trumpet. Roy was still a teenager back in 1990. In fact, although Ralph Moore was still in his early 30s when this was recorded, he, Ralph, was playing the role of the veteran here as he gave Roy his first ever outing as a sideman at the Village Vanguard in New York City. Let's have a big band. It's the Maria Schneider Jazz Orchestra.
Thank you.
The hugely talented Maria Schneider wrote all the music for this September 92 recording date with her own 19-piece orchestra. Too many to name check, but I'll mention just pianist Kenny Werner and one other as Rick Margitza on tenor soloed on My Lament. Just time for one more, and it's a jazz giant, in musical terms that is, certainly not in stature, who we never seem to play. Well, maybe not never, but very seldom. It's pianist Errol Garner. He's live at Storyville, Boston, December 53, with Wyatt Ruther again on bass, Fats Heard drums. And it's simply his theme.
For the past 25 minutes, you've been listening to the Errol Garner Trio, broadcasting direct from George Wein's Storyville at the Copley Square Hotel in Boston, with Wyatt Ruther on bass, Fats Heard on drums, and Errol Garner at the piano. This group will be here through Sunday night, to be followed by the Dave Brubeck Quartet. And now this is John McClellan, hoping that you'll join me Saturday night at 7 for the recorded music of the Top Shelf, and saying for now, good night. From Storyville.
As ever, huge thanks for joining me. Hope you've had fun, and equally hope you'll be back again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care. Be well.